This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, president of Kinetics USA, part of the AMN healthcare family. And we are the number one company for direct hire healthcare workers coming to the United States. Today's topic is all about Pearson PTE. This is a very important topic. If you are a healthcare worker overseas and you want to come to the United States and you are not trained in English, you have to pass an English proficiency test in order to come and live and work in the United States. Now, the CGFNS announced that they are accepting a number of other exams, not just TOEFL or IELTS as they had in the past. And Pearson PTE is one of those exams that they will accept for healthcare workers to show their proficiency coming to the United States. So with that said, I'm going to introduce Meredith. Meredith is going to be joining us. Meredith Stokes from Pearson PTE. Welcome, Meredith.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for having me. So nice to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you here, Meredith. And I know our viewers can't wait to hear all about the information that you're going to be sharing about Pearson PTE. But let's start off with some introductions. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Meredith Stokes. I live in Texas in the U.S. I used to live in Germany. I've been all over Europe traveling and living, and I love PTE. I love getting to help English language learners along their journey. And this topic with nursing is so important to me. I've been working on getting this through for, 7-8 years now. So as you said, so excited to provide opportunity to nurses coming to the U.S. and choice. So thank you for having us.
Thank you, Meredith. So let's get started, Meredith. Tell us a little bit about the Pearson PTE.
So PTE academic is a little bit different from your other language tests. And the main difference, we like to kind of shout out three words that are easy for people to remember. And it's simpler, faster, fairer. It's a much simpler experience from registration all the way through to the end of PTE. It's more fair because it's unbiased. It takes out that human element of scoring. And it also is a lot faster. I know that for nurses, everything, you're already working somewhere, life is busy, preparing takes time. So what we wanted to do was have a journey that was simple from start to finish and really gave our test takers the tools that they needed to be prepared for the test and really be able to showcase their English language skills without all of the anxiety that can kind of come with English language testing.
Yeah. And anxiety is the right word, Meredith, because for many international healthcare workers, you know, for example, like on the nursing side, they're more nervous of the English exam than sometimes the NCLEX exam. There's a lot of anxiety around that. So having a solution that is easy, simple, and effective can be very, very helpful for many nurses. Why is it important for a nurse who wants to work in the United States? Why is PTE important?
Well, for nurses that want to work in the U.S., as we know, you have to go through a lot of hoops. There's visa screen, there's applying with the board. And so, again, getting your results in a fast manner, most of our test takers get the results in less than 2 days. I want to thank all of the Kinetics nurses that submitted their feedback on the test. I read so many great experiences and so many people that mentioned getting their results back in 2 hours. So, being able to have that in hand after 2 hours and not waiting 2 weeks for your results can really not just change your anxiety for that day, but I imagine the anxiety of waiting for weeks to find out, you know, what your next step is. Again, we know that this is life-changing, and I think that sometimes in the U.S., people don't understand that a language test really could be the barrier to your next step. And so being able to be comfortable and being able to speak in your natural way without all of that anxiety was really something that PTE wanted to focus on.
Well, that's very exciting to be able to get your exam so quickly, because I think we live in a generation of instant gratification. And yes, the English proficiency exam can be very anxiety provoking, but waiting for the result can be as bad because you have no recourse but to wait. So knowing that you can get the result so quickly, I think is very exciting for many healthcare workers. The PTE is a relatively new I wouldn't say concept, but a new exam for healthcare workers coming to the United States. So where can people take the exam, Meredith?
So just a little bit kind of about PTE. As I said, we're a simpler experience. It's a 2-hour test session that is taken in a test center. We test in over 400 different testing locations in 140 different countries, most likely where you took your NCLEX. And so that can give you, again, a little sense of familiarity, already being at a place that you've taken one exam and being comfortable in that environment. We have global recognition. We are new to the healthcare world, as you talked about, in the US, but we are used for nursing in Australia, as well as recognized for study, migration to Australia, New Zealand. And recently, we have been approved for migration to Canada with PTE Essentials. So PTE, our goal is to be a global test that can take our test takers anywhere. We would like our test takers to be able just to take one test and have that test fit all of their purposes and not have to take multiple language tests at every different stop.
So kind of like a one-stop shop wherever you want to go in the world.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What are some of the states that are not willing to accept PTE? Or should we flip that around, Meredith? Which are the states that do currently accept PTE?
This is the first place this has been announced, but North Dakota has now been added to the list. So there's 23 individual states that accept PTE. It is a little bit confusing. So I'll kind of back up. The first step is visa screen. PTE is accepted for visa screen. All states, it's for visa screen. So we're already listed on that regulation. And then you get to the individual states. And this is where I think it gets a little bit dicey in that there's new tests and not all states have the same requirements. So it does add a layer on the nurses to really kind of verify what state accepts which exam. Our goal is to have all of the states accepting PTE eventually. And that's on me. I'm in the process of reaching out and exploring those opportunities. But right now we have a list of 23 states. And if you go to the blog on Kinetic's website, it is listed which states accept PTE for examination, which states accept PTE for endorsement. I would say that this list will be changing all of the time, just like today with adding North Dakota. So it will probably continue to grow and more states will be added. I know Maryland has been reviewing the test, Oregon. So there's a lot of states that have confirmed they're reviewing and working to add it. They just haven't gotten it done yet. So the couple of states that I think it's better probably just to do the states that do accept versus the ones that don't accept. But again, there's 23 states, Texas, Connecticut, Delaware, like a lot.
A lot. Thank you, Meredith. How long is it valid for, Meredith, PTE?
So PTE is valid for 2 years, just like TOEFL and IELTS. I think another differentiator on why PTE is a great choice is we give unlimited score reports within that 2 years. So you've paid for the exam, the score is yours. You can send it to as many boards, as many immigration agencies or nursing steps that you have to go through. We realize that there's typically more than 3 to 4 times that you're assigning your score in this process. So there's not any additional charge after that. So if you have a school, if you'd like to pursue your master's degree at the same time, you could use the PTE for admission to school also and not have to take another language exam.
Okay, thank you, Meredith. So thank you for clarifying that. And I think just to sum up, because it can be very confusing about the CGFNS and the different states. So there are two kind of like umbrellas. I always like to explain it like that. There are two umbrellas here that are important. One is the CGFNS, because that is the score that is required in order to get your visa screen. And the score for the visa screen requirement is what, Meredith?
It's 55 overall with no subscore. So reading, writing, speaking, and listening. There, you get four communicative skills, and none of those four skills under 50.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying that. Meredith, last question for this segment, just in terms of the overview. Can you give us a comparison of how PTE compares to the other English exams?
There's a lot of standouts. For me, the number one would be the test experience. You know, you can register for your test, sit for your test, and get your results back easily within a week to two. And with some of the other tests, you can't even get a seat within 2 weeks. So the speed, the fastness of the entire experience would be one huge advantage. The second is the cost. You know, we are considerably lower than some of the other options. That being said, our preparation material is also a lot less. And we've got so much free information. I know Kinetics does an amazing job with their Kinetics College and a lot of preparation material, but there's a lot of material that nurses can study on their own, just going through the YouTube page, going through our preparation page. There's free courses on the page to do, and really familiarizing yourself with the content. The other thing that I was told was a really big advantage to PTE was taking the scored practice tests. So many test takers, nurses specifically, said that having that experience really helped them be familiar with the format of the test and not feel surprised. It lessened their anxiety. And getting a mock score, you know, 20 minutes after you've taken the exam helps predict, am I really ready? And then again, easing that anxiety when you see your practice score is above your desired score, you know, you're going to be much more inclined to want to take the test and to take the test feeling good about it instead of going in with a lot of anxiety.
Okay, so really fast, inexpensive, easy to use, easy to get your results. And that's why so many nurses are looking at PTE as an option for their English proficiency exam.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
So Meredith, can you talk a little bit about how the PTE would be in effect for med techs?
I could be wrong because it's kind of new to us. You know, our focus has been on nursing, but I believe that med techs also apply under the visa screen. So what you would really need would be the visa screen. I think the rest of the reports include that. Again, don't hold me to this with med techs. I think Tanya, this is a great thing that we could explore together and do another show on med techs, and I can get some more information on the process. But it was approved from HRSA for all healthcare workers. It's just up to the process of each occupation.
Thank you, Meredith. And we actually have one of our med techs who's going to be in the next segment of the show where we're going to talk about PTE experiences. So we're going to explore that a little bit more. Meredith, just one question, last question. Is PTE, you know, PTE is a computer-based test. So is it suitable for everybody? Or maybe if you're a healthcare worker who's not that computer literate, might it be difficult for you to do PTE, or are there any other restrictions or any other kind of limitations that we might have?
So I think that's a great question, Tanya, and it brings back choice. At Pearson, we are a learning company, and we recognize that learners come and in all shapes and fashions and learn differently, and people test differently. So giving the option of a computer-based really helps people that suffer from test anxiety. The other part is removing the bias. We'd like to think that We don't have any human bias, but there's always just some built in. So, you know, if the rater's not having their best day and the test taker's not having their best day and everything goes wrong, you could really end up with a score that's not 100% or even 90% reflective of your true abilities. Whereas the computer, there's no bias. There's no judging the accent. All of the accents are already built into the system. So it really makes, I think, students feel more comfortable, especially test takers that have had one bad experience. It really kind of seems to set the tone and downgrade the confidence level. And I like to tell people, don't base your skills based on one test result. Be confident in yourself and keep trying. I think what you said on computer savvy, you don't have to be computer savvy, but I would recommend if you do not feel comfortable typing that you look online for a free, they have a lot of free apps that work on typing and take some of those free courses, because not only will that help you in the test, but that will help you in the rest of your profession. I think at least here in the US, every time I've been to the hospital or the doctor, you know, they're always typing. They're always entering things into a computer and feedback. So it's definitely a skill that you'll need and continue to use. But I wouldn't let it hold you back. If you feel like, oh, I'm not great at computers, you don't really have to do anything with the computer. It's a headset that you're sitting in front of the computer and you're typing. So again, brush up on your typing, take a free course. And I think that would really help everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Meredith. So it really is very fair and open for everybody. A very exciting development, actually, to see how many nurses are now taking PTE. So we're going to be bringing in some of our nurses now who are going to be joining us and talking about their experience. We have Paul, Sharmila, and Indiana, and Indiana is a medical technologist. So I know we had questions about that. So Indiana, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us just very briefly about yourself.
I'm Indiana Abelia. I am a medical technologist here in the Philippines. I took my PTE exam last December 2022.
Okay. Thank you, Indiana. And is this the first English exam that you've ever taken?
Yes, I took my IELTS exam before. And fortunately, I was always stuck with my 6.5 in speaking tests. So even if I got a total score, even if I got a good score in my total band score. So I was always stuck with 6.5 in my speaking test, and I took the IELTS exam for three times. So I decided to take PTE, and I passed.
Yay! Congratulations. That is really wonderful, wonderful news. Thank you for sharing your story, Indiana. So for those nurses who are scared of the English exam, I think this is going to be very inspirational for you, because our nurses and med techs are sharing their experiences. And like Indiana, she took the IELTS three times, couldn't get the right score. And think of how, you know, how stressful that was, and probably how expensive that was, and then took PTE and passed. So thank you for sharing that, Indiana. And we're going to be coming back to you to ask some questions about your experience. Paul, do you want to maybe go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, Thaddea. My name is Paul. I'm from Ghana.
Welcome,
Paul. I'm a registered dentist in Ghana.
Okay. Thank you for having me here. Welcome. I am, as you know, from South Africa, from South Africa, Paul. It's wonderful to see a fellow African on the show today. Indiana, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about, you told us a little bit about the history of you going through the English exam, the frustration of trying to pass the IELTS, and then your success with the PTE. Why did you decide to take the PTE exam?
I decided to take the PTE exam because I was already frustrated in taking the IELTS. Before, I really had no idea what is PTE all about. a friend of mine was the one who introduced and encouraged me to take PTE. So I searched their website, I watched some videos, and I also studied the test formats. That's how I came to know the PTE. It is really important to study or the different test format because each part has different type of questions. So before I decide to take the test, I really studied them well, review, and practice every day. So that's why I was able to pass the PTE exam.
So, Injana, how long did you study for?
I studied for about 2 months because I was busy also with my work. And but even though how tired I was, I see to it that I take a practice test every day, even in one test. But if I am off duty, that's the time that I complete the studying all the different tests. And that's how I and that is how my journey in taking the PTE exam.
Okay, so that really, it's been a long, hard struggle. So congratulations on your success in making sure that you got through the English exam. What does it feel like now to have passed the English? How has your life changed?
Well, I feel relieved. I'm very happy. And then I finally pushed through my CGFNS. And honestly, now I am waiting for my interview at the U.S. Embassy. So,
okay, I'm very, very exciting. Wonderful, Injana. We are so proud of you. So thank you for having the grit and the perseverance to continue on this journey, because I know it must have been very, very stressful for you. And we're so glad that you were able to pass with PTE. So, Paul, let's move to you. Tell us a little bit about your journey with PTE.
Okay, thank you, Tania. Like, after I completed my English, I registered with Connectis, and they told me they have a course for us in terms of the English preparation. So Miss Jennifer told me they have IELTS, and then also we have PTE. So I asked her that what is more. I wanted to know more about the PTE. So she told me that she will add me to one of the groups that is Telegram group. So I joined the Telegram group. So then I learned more about the PTE. So I started preparing with the PTE. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. So Paul is referring to Jennifer. Jennifer is the head of our English department. She does an amazing job of educating our healthcare workers about what is the best option for them, just in terms of the different states that they're going to and which ones accept PTE. And based on the experience, which, you know, which exam is a good option. And we have lots of resources. Paul was talking about our groups with other nurses where you can have study partners. As I said, Kinetics pay for a course for all of our healthcare workers. Paul and Ejana has made use of that. We have Kinetics College, which Meredith mentioned, which is once a week on a Monday. We have our esteemed partners, Niners and Swoosh, that do PTE classes. So there are a lot of resources and a lot of information that is shared with you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.